turn to Hebrews chapter 6, and we'll be reading 13 through 20. We'll be reading 13 through 20. And as I was going over the message and adding some reference scriptures to this, I was thinking about the times that we're going through now. And sometimes we can feel separated from God due to the tests, trials, burdens, just having a heavy heart and struggles of life. But the good news is, I can share with you today that scripture declares that nothing that happens to us, nor anything that comes against us, shall separate us from God's love. And I was thinking about that, and I said, girl, okay, you say scripture declares that, but in Romans 8 and 35, that's where we said nothing shall separate us from the love of God. And certainly we're going to go through some things in life, and even now, that everyone is being affected, whether it be directly or indirectly, because of what's going on. You can't even turn on the news, but they're constantly talking about COVID-19, and I understand that. But I have some good news this morning. Some good news that's going to help us get through the storm. And so I encourage you this morning to hold on to the anchor of our soul. And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning. I want to talk to you this morning about holding on no matter the tests, no matter the trials, no matter the burdens, no matter how heavy your heart can get, and no matter the struggles of life. People are hurting right now. People are losing their jobs. People don't have food to eat. People, our cars have been picked up. They said people now have to start paying back rent. The unemployment is drying up. They say they're going to put a stop to some certain things that they had put in place. And the virus seems to be increasing and not decreasing. But how many know that God, He never decreases? But in the midst of everything that we go through, I mean, I can remember when we went through that little recession that I started thinking about, and I said, God, that even through that recession that we went through, that I learned to hold on to your unchanging hand. And I wasn't going to let any struggle stop me from praising you. I wasn't going to let the burdens in life stop me from holding on to the anchor of my soul. And I kept on living how I was living. I kept on going to the store. I kept putting gas in my car. And I know it might be a struggle for some folks, but sometimes we have to have the wisdom while we're holding on to God, because He gives us the wisdom that we need to make it through the storm. But in Hebrews chapter 6, I don't want to run out of battery up, but I'm trying to record it for those that don't come to the service. They can go on the website and listen. I was kind of behind on that, and so I uploaded all the messages over the week, all the way back to, I believe it was May, somewhere off in there, so they can be able to go on and listen. Just like we was talking about last week, we don't want to dry up because we don't have no water. Yes. Come on, somebody. Yes. And sometimes we can get affected by our neighbor. And I was looking at my grass this morning. On one side it's so green, but on the other side, my neighbor's yard, it looks like hay because he hasn't put no water on it. And it started spreading over into the side of my house. And so what he was going through affected my yard. Amen. Praise God. But nevertheless, we understand everybody can't put no water on their yard right now. They crunching the numbers. But let me get to it. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13. Are you there? For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. Oh man, ain't God good? If God said it, people of God, he gonna do it. He mean that. And so everything that we're going through, that's why I want you to hold on. Somebody say hold on. See, we have to learn how to hold on through God's unchanging hand, even that we're going through together in this time that we're experiencing now, the burdens that we have, and the burden wasn't meant for you to carry. That's why he says, enter into my rest. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But somehow or another, we forget who's the burden carrier. And we try to carry around the burden. Now somebody say, hold on. And he says, saying, and even in that first verse, he said, man, you know what? I got to put this on me because I'm the one that can carry your burden. I'm the one that can help you through your struggle. I'm the one, he said, but I can't depend on nobody else to do this, that I got to put it on myself. He says, for when God made the promise to Abraham, do you remember Abraham when he made the promise to Abraham and he had sideline folks telling him, or specifically his wife, that he was trying to hurry up the promise of God? If God made a promise, it's going to come to pass. And he went into his handmaiden and had a baby, Ishmael, right? But that wasn't the promise. And what happens is that we look at the circumstance like we're looking at now. And we look at the circumstance because the circumstance was age. And Sarah was looking at herself, and when she heard the promise that God had made through the man of God, the Bible says that she laughed within herself. She was looking at, this is good to me. She was looking at the circumstance. And sometimes the things that we're going through now, that people are looking at the circumstance, they're looking at CNN, they're looking at MCNB, whatever it is, they're looking at KLPK and KMAC, and all this time they're hearing all these reports, and they're looking at the circumstance, but yet forgetting the promises of God. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on. That's all right,
man. And God said it in this particular, I can't even get past this first one, because he says, but when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swear by himself. He put it on himself because he 100 every single time. His promises are 100. He's so 100 that he'll leave the 99 and go get the wild man. He ain't gonna get out there. Saying, surely blessed I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things, somebody say God 100. He changes not. If God said it, I don't care what your circumstance is. I don't care what you lost. I don't care if the repo man came. I don't care if they ain't got number two suits in the cupboard or whatever they call it. The promises of God is sure. He says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay upon the hope set before us. Here it is right here. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entered into that which within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. People of God, God's promises are sure. And we have to learn how to hold on. So in times such as now, we need something firm, secure, steady, and unmovable.
Yeah.
Every believer is like a ship. And you've read in here, you Bible scholars, the ones that read your Bible in your own time, and it's not just on the top of the cabinet, on top of the refrigerator, in the back of the car, but you open up your word and you seek after God. Those that seek shall find. And you understand that we can be tossed to and fro. Not by the winds of doctrine, but by in that too, but by the curves of life. By the things that burden us. By the things that we don't have when the brook dries up and all these type of things. But God's promises are sure. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
So, every believer is like a ship. And in troubled times, we can easily drift away in the storm. He, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, warned us of the times in Scripture.
Yeah.
Can we turn to John 16? We talk about this Scripture all the time. Because it's such an encouraging Scripture. John chapter 16. Verse 33. That's the last Scripture in chapter 16.
Yeah.
Very familiar passage. Because in this particular passage, he was letting us know the things that we were going to go through.
Yes, yes.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
He said, these things, what things? The things that we're going through right now. He said, these things I have spoken unto you that in me you might have peace. Somebody say, hold on. In the world you shall have tribulation.
Yeah,
in the world, yeah. But here go the encouraging part.
Uh-huh.
That's why we hold on. He says, but be of good cheer.
Yes, sir.
I have overcome the world.
Amen.
I don't care nothing about no reports. Yeah, I look at the news. Yes, I'm conscious of what's going on. Yes, I understand that. Yes, I know that some people's faith is not like other people's faith, and they might not be able to hold on, but if you don't hold on, you're going to be drifting. Because every believer is like a ship. And sometimes when you sail over the ocean, in the Pacific, in the Atlantic, and whatever the other ocean is, I don't know. But sometimes you run into a storm in the sea. But you better have an anchor on board with you. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
See, the purpose of an anchor is a device normally made of metal used to connect a vessel, believer, to the bed of a body of water to prevent the craft from drifting due to wind and current. See, a lot of people are focused on everything that are going on now because they're drifting around. And what they need to do is they need something that's going to hold them secure, something that's going to keep them stable, something that's going to keep them unmovable. So they're drifting around because they don't have an anchor on board. Somebody say, hold on. So when you think about this, we're not going to let anything separate us from the love of God. Because all God's promises are sure and firm. They are unchanging, unwavering, and unmovable. For the sake of his name, he will fulfill his promises, for they are sure and firm. You could ask Abraham about that. Because the promise that God made to him came to pass. And it didn't matter about the circumstance and his own wife laughing within herself because of the age that she was. And this wasn't no, it had to be a supernatural thing, because you don't find no 99-year-old women giving birth. So it was all God. And I could see herself in the natural. See, you can't hold on in the natural. You got to be in the spiritual. And we see things in the natural, but we can't let the things in the natural stop us from holding on. Because we walk by what? And not by what? See, Sarah was looking at things. And she wasn't in the spiritual realm, because the spiritual realm is connected to God, because he's a spiritual being. And he made a spiritual promise that came to pass in the natural. And a lot of times we get caught up in the natural looking at the things, and we forget about the spiritual. But you got to stay connected to the spiritual when you're going through the storm. Somebody say, hold on. Can we look at a script? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I want to give you a couple of scriptures. I'm almost done. Is this a... Oh, my God. Chapter 1, verse 20. Are you there? For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. All of God's promises don't change. When God makes a promise, you can take that to the bank. See, God's promises don't bounce. That's why we got to hold on to God. We got to hold on to the anchor, and everywhere we go, believer, the vessel, the ship, everywhere you go, you got to have the anchor with you, because you don't know what you're going to face in life. You don't know what's going to happen. That's why I say don't take no thought for tomorrow. We talked about it last week a little bit. Don't take no thought for tomorrow. Tomorrow is sufficient for itself. But today, you ought to have your anchor with you. Because when you leave out this parking lot, you don't know what you're going to run into. But you ought to have your anchor with you. I was looking at verse 48. And it was a man, it was an abandoned house. And come to find out, he was taking a couple of people inside the house. And he was killing them, he was raping them, and he was killing them. Where it was this 63-year-old woman, she was walking her dog. Ah, my, here it is right here. She was 63 years old, and she was walking her dog. And while she was walking her dog, this murderer came up to her and approached her and was going and lifted up his shirt and showed her the gun. And while he was showing her the gun, she said, I'm not going to no house with you. Whatever you're going to do, you're going to do with me right now. Because I got my anchor with me. I don't know where you're going. But I know if you do something to me, if you kill me right here on this sidewalk right here, I know where I'm going. She had an anchor with her. See, she could have panicked. She could have said, oh, I don't know what to do. But she was stable. She was secure. And she was unmovable. She had an anchor with him, and the fact that the murderer looked at her and said, my God, he ran up to the woman and gave the woman a hug and went on about his business. Somebody say, hold on. See, she held on to the promises of God, because she knew if I live my life right, that I know my body
because I have eternal life. You can kill me right here, but I'm not going in that house with you. I don't care about you having no gun up under your shirt. I don't care no about you lifting it up, because I got my anchor on both.
My God.
My God.
Psalms 42. Verse 11. Understand that we hope in something. Something that we can't see, because the thing that we see, if you see it, then it don't need your hoping in. That's not hope. Hope is something that you're hoping gonna happen on down the line. And even that woman, she already knew. She said, well, I already know what's gonna happen on down the line, so you can do whatever you want to do. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. See, we get so caught up in looking around things that our countenance is down low. And we looking down. You remember when he asked, it was Abel, I believe. It was Cain. He said, why are your countenance low? See, his countenance was low because of what had happened when he had killed and slain his own brother Abel. He said, man, your countenance don't have to be if you do what you're supposed to do. And even us, we continue to do what we're supposed to do while we're going through the storm. You got to hold on to his unchanging hand. God is the same today, yesterday, today, and forevermore. His promises does not change. So we hope in him and everything that he has said. We just read in 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 that his promises are yea and amen.
My God.
See, I know it's true, and then I'm going to agree with it with the amen, because that's what amen means. It means to be in agreement. For I shall yet praise him in the storm,
yes.
When burdens come,
yes.
When struggles come,
yes.
When resources are limited,
yes.
Yet will I praise him,
yes.
Who is the help of my countenance. You know, you can tell sometimes when folk are down, right?
Right.
But I've learned that even when I'm going through, I'm going to still have my countenance up high. I'm going to still yet praise God when I'm going through the storm. I'm going to still yet praise God when I seem like I don't have enough. I'm going to still yet praise God because I got that anchor with me. And I'm holding on and I'm secure and I'm stable. And I'm unmovable no matter what's going on in my life. See, so I'm going to practice with my confidence being up, because sometimes we can say, I know what you're going through. How can you know what you're going through? A person that has cancer in their body and you ain't never had cancer in your body. But if you do get cancer in your body, you got to have an anchor with you to hold on to be stable and secure in the midst of what you're going through. So a person that never had cancer don't know what it's like to have cancer. But we can practice and yet give him praise that our countenance would be healthy because we have an anchor on board. And we can look to that blessed hope. Somebody turn to Titus 2 and 13. That no matter what happens, whatever the outcome is, whether I go in remission or whether they cut it out my body, whatever, I'm looking for this blessed hope because I know that I'm going to get a new body. I don't want to leave this earth right now because I'm attached to it. This is where I came from. But I got a hope in something that's far greater than what I'm going through right now. Titus. That's right after 2 Timothy. Verse 13. People panicking right now. That's all they hear is in their mind. They're programming their mind of what's going on. They're looking at the numbers. Oh, we hit another death. They're looking at the numbers. They got 130 cases a day. They're looking at the numbers. They're looking at all this time. But we got a blessed hope. Something that we can look forward to. Something that we can hold on to when things get turbulent. It says, looking for that blessed hope. And the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. See, while I'm here, I know that I'm going to go through some trials and some tribulations. But I got something I can hold on to. Something that's going to happen on down the line. And that's something I can't see yet, but it's something that I can believe because a promise has been made and all his promises are yea and amen. People of God, I encourage you today to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on and understand that we need an anchor with us everywhere we go. And we know that that anchor is Jesus Christ himself. He has all power in his hand. And no matter what we go through, turn to Romans 8 and 35. Let's read that scripture. Let's read it. Shall separate us from the love of Christ. Here it is. Shall tribulation, the same tribulation he was telling us about in John 16 and 33, that at the end of when he gave us a warning concerning those things that we were going to go through, that he said, be of good cheer because I have overcome the world. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, or famine. Some people don't got no food right now. Or nakedness, or peril, or sword. Nothing shall separate us from the love of God. If you have that anchor with you, you ought to hold on. I don't care how big that storm is. It could be slinging you all around that ship. But if you got an anchor on board that's going to hold on, it's going to keep you, and you might have a little rock with it, but you're going to be stable, and you're going to be able to be unmovable. You're not going to get tossed off the ship, but you're going to have something that you can hold on in the midst of your tribulation or your distress or whatever the case may be. And even when your resources might be drying up, hold on, people of God. And that's what I want to share with you today. Hold on. We need an anchor. And you better take that anchor everywhere you go. Because we don't know. That's just like they had that little, it had to be a tornado. It took a chunk of the roof out over there at Ford Memorial. Rent water rolled over there with my cousin to go look at the church and went and knocked out all the power. Trees all laying out in the street, uprooted trees, knock people's gates down. It had to touch down just a little bit. You don't never know what's going to happen, people of God. And that's why we need an anchor to hold us down, to keep us secure, to keep us stable, to keep us unmovable. We're looking for something that we don't see yet. That blessed hope. And we hold on to God's unchanging hand. Amen. I hope it blesses you.